alcohol stills.
The Prez said the U.S. has paid a huge price to give Iraqis the chance to shape their future. He didn't call it a victory. And you have to wonder, is the Iraq combat mission really over? The president said, yes, we've turned the page, but yet 50,000 troops are still in Iraq. What does it all mean? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Coast to coast and all those spots in between, we feel you if you're getting ready for Earl. We're going to talk about that because now they're talking about 40-foot waves. Even the biggest, baddest surfer who wanted to risk it wouldn't hit that stuff that's coming into North Carolina. It looks like it's really on a course to slam into the Outer Banks. In fact, some of the towns have been ordered to evacuate. There's always people who want to stay and try to ride it out, pardon the pun, but you don't want to ride out this hurricane. I've been looking at and had it explained to me. I've been looking at some of the weather patterns of this. And it's frightening, 135, 160 miles an hour. That's when you're sitting back, putting up your feet, you're on your lazy boy, and you look over at the screen and you say, man, did you see those trees? They're bent in half. Look at all those boats that have been beached and cracked and are falling apart. I hope a lot of people hightail it out of there. Anyway, we'll get to that. But before we do, I mentioned the situation in Iraq, and of course, Iraq, Afghanistan, oh yeah, now we need to really be in Pakistan, which is where we really should have been in the first place if you look at what's happening there. But regardless, that's an argument for another show. Terror is the name of the game, right? It's all about terror. And when we talk about terror, we see what happened the other day with those two guys who were on the flight, ultimately from Chicago over to Amsterdam. They had Pepto-Bismol, they had a knife, they had a box cutter, they had cell phones. But the U.S. is playing it really cautious when talking about this for fear that, ooh, they might not have really been terrorists. They might have just had all that stuff, and it doesn't add up to something sinister. And I'm thinking, what planet do these people live on? How much clearer do you need to make it? And then, yeah, of course, you could have a knife in your suitcase. It doesn't mean anything. But all those things, a knife, a box cutter, not one cell phone or two cell phones, a bunch of cell phones, and then a wrapped-up Pepto-Bismol, I'm not buying that. Whatever they're trying to sell, I'm not buying it whatsoever. And neither are the people in Amsterdam, because they're pretty much calling it like they see it. Of course, not all the facts are out, and I guess you never know. So some politicians, like Dick Durbin, don't want to call it like they see it. So here's Senator Dick Durbin on the terror arrests.
Obviously, we don't know the facts behind this. There's some confusing things that have been reported. But it appears that these people were detained for questioning because of suspicion. And at this point, that's all we know.
But the governor of Illinois, Pat Quinn, was a little more pointed.
We have to be very careful when it comes to our security of our country, and O'Hare Airport is a very busy airport. I think we have to take everything seriously. We all know from the events of 9/11, September 11th of 2001, that we must all, as Americans, keep our eyes and ears open and make sure that we protect our security. This is the duty of all of us.
All right, so we want to protect our security, right? But I'm sorry, you look at the situation with the TSA. I just traveled, and I'm traveling again to Tampa for this egg conference, which is a whole other story, to see the process and how it works for America Tonight. And I'm going to talk to scientists and researchers and go out on one of the farms. But that means I'll be traveling to the same place that I just did maybe a month ago and saw what happened with the people that you went through the line and what they were checking. And it's the same to me every place I go. I don't understand. And then there is this myth that's being perpetrated about how the scanners are just so bloody awesome, that the scanner is the thing. If you have the scanner, we will not really have to worry so much about terrorism. Which I don't think so, but here's Lee Kerr talking about the scanners that are now out there and how they're working.
We see that people who have in the past hidden things, non-metallic things, on their person, we are now able to find those things on a regular basis in our checkpoints.
Yeah, that's why they're turning to other methods to figure out how they can get to Americans, whether it's in the bridges and the tunnels or still through the planes, but you just have people behind the scenes. To me, that's the scary part. You don't know who's coming in and out and how people are busting through security on the airport side of things. That's where it's really going to happen. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
What did a great president have to say that tonight?
Well, he said we're turning a page. It was interesting. The thing that I took away from this is, one, he wouldn't declare victory or talk very much about Iraq other than to say that we paid the price and Iraqis have the chance to hold on to their own future and turn it around and we'll be there. But we had 7 years of bloodshed, and he moved quickly. He said that our most urgent priority is fixing our economy. So it was weird. It was almost like he was parroting America Tonight and jumping all over the place. Like, you know how I say we have ADD? So he did. He switched it off and went right into the economy, saying that this is what it's all about, to the, you know, now here what the fight has been about is to preserve our way of life kind of deal. And that's what the emphasis was. The emphasis was the dire state of no jobs in the U.S.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that was a big thing. And, you know, it was less than 20 minutes. He doesn't, you know, he gets on and gets off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't hear what he had to say. I just wondered what he had to say about it and everything. But, no, by the time we get out of there anyway, we've been there, 7 years? There's nothing to be accomplished in there.
No, there's nothing to be accomplished, and that's the problem. This could have been solved a lot easier. The problem, I remember after the surge and things changed, and all of us know that if we were quarterbacking this, it would have been to hit them hard, just like in the Gulf War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, time to get out of there and then go in Afghanistan and see if they can find him if they can. You know, leave some people in there, that undercover agents, whatever, with the sniper rifles, and hunker down and wait for him to pop his head up and then take him out.
Like whack-a-mole. We're looking for Osama bin Laden. We're on the quest. That, you know, it is like whack-a-mole. Somebody have this guy pop up somewhere. I don't care if it's in Saudi Arabia, and get him. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. You just keep, you know, keep some undercover agents over there and just spies and everything. Keep an eye on them. See what happens and everything.
Well, that's what it's going to be. If we're ever going to get bin Laden, it's going to be special forces / what you call a spy. Somebody who can assimilate and doesn't seem like they're not part of what's going on, that they're not a trusted, valued person, not a person of interest, not somebody who's there to slay the dragon. No. It's got to be somebody who speaks Farsi, somebody who knows the lay of the land, somebody who can get in good, Rick. Absolutely. You take care, my friend. Drive safely. Stay with us. On the flip side, we're going to talk about Earl and the evacuations. Hang tight.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Chicks had a song about Earl, and that Earl was a bad Earl. This Earl is one bad dude, and I'm talking about that hurricane that you look at it, boy, slamming by the Turks and Caicos, making its way toward the U.S., and now the call for evacuations. Just take a listen to what this sounds like. This is Bill Reed describing it.
We're going to have an impact in the way of dangerous swells and surf, rip currents and beach erosion as the storm moves up the coast. It's expected to still be a major hurricane off the mid-Atlantic states and a hurricane all the way up into the Canadian Maritimes.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to dissect what he said there, we're talking 40-foot waves are being predicted. So, as someone who's been to the Outer Banks, any of you been to the Outer Banks? Beautiful area. But you kind of have like this, in some of the areas, you have this little wall of defense, but it's very little. It's not a wall. It's, you know, the steps that lead down to the beach. Immediately, that'll be slammed. The houses will be creamed, and you'll have floods. But people in North Carolina know that because they've been battered by hurricanes in the past. So let's hope a lot of them take heed when they're asked to evacuate, and they do that. Go away for a day, come back. Because it's too risky. It looks pretty ugly if, in fact, it doesn't take a turn. And, you know, Labor Day weekend is going to be kind of screwy for the people there. But you don't want to be in the middle of the floods with the power lines and all the nonsense that you'd have to deal with. What's the point in that? So let's hope more people go inland. We'll have our eyes on what's going on with the hurricane, and we'll keep tracking it for you. Here's what one guy in Long Island said. You don't have to beat him over the head with a 2x4 to tell him what it's going to be like.
Even though the storm may go 100 or 150 miles off our coast, the tide situations, the aggressiveness of the wave activity, the velocity of winds all contribute to a flooding exposure.
Yeah, it's that flooding that is so deadly. We know that from watching the hurricanes in the past. We just had that anniversary of Katrina from 5 years ago and what it did to Mississippi and the Gulf Coast and New Orleans and how awful that was because there was no protection where houses were just ripped apart, gone. No trace of them whatsoever, just lumber in a pile somewhere hundreds of miles in some cases away from where the house originally was. Boy, I heard too many stories like that. So I know if they tell you there's a warning and you start looking at that map and you get on the internet, you jump on, you Google it, ooh, you see that red zone, it gets bigger and bigger in the middle. It means it is time for you to fly, my friends. All right, here's some quick odds and ends because we talked about it, some follow-ups. Remember the whole Arizona immigration law and the donations to defend it? There was a website and there were a lot of people that would just send in $10 or $15 or even less than that because people were so touched by what's happening with the 500,000 immigrants and the problems with the drugs and all of that. So Governor Jan Brewer's office is saying it's now up to $2 million in donations to pay for the legal defense on that controversial law that targets illegal immigration. 7 lawsuits, as you know, were filed to challenge the law. 2 have been dismissed, but a judge ruled on a suit by the Justice Department, which blocked that key provision that happened before it even took place at the end of July. So the law never, in fact, kicked in, the one that everybody was concerned about, but it's still an ongoing lawsuit as Arizona also has appealed the process. How about that? A lot of people were wondering what would happen with Sarah Palin and whether or not, she would actually run in 2012. Well, Iowa Republican Party Chair Matt Straw announced late on Tuesday that the former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin will be the guest at an upcoming Reagan dinner. A salute to freedom is what they're calling it. And I think this is probably a way to test the waters, really, honestly. It happens on September 17th in Des Moines. The Iowa caucus is the first real battle test. The 2012 presidential primaries take place in January of 2012. So if you're going to get into a fight for the party's nomination, you usually get in a little bit early and you start to make your way around Iowa. That is the key important state, and that looks like what's happening there. She hasn't said she wouldn't run. There are other people that have said they wouldn't run, like the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, saying he wouldn't do it. But she hasn't said that at this point. In fact, I think that's probably what that trip is all about. All right, and one other quick one for you because we keep talking about the polls. You know, we're poll happy here on America Tonight. So the latest polls are indicating that there's going to be a landslide for the Republicans in the midterm elections. Why? Because Americans with the biggest, baddest opinions about the country's most divisive issues, I guess, are unhappy with how the president is handling them. So that's not a great sign for the Dems. In 9 of the 15 issues that were looked at by an Associated Press GFK poll this month, more Americans who expressed intense interest in a problem voiced strong opposition to Obama's work on it. So that would be the economy, which he talked about in his address to the nation on Tuesday, unemployment, federal deficits, and terrorism. Really, those were the main issues that people felt strongly about. And there's some other danger signs for the Dems, too. Most Americans extremely concerned about 10 of the issues say they will vote for Republican candidates in their local House race. Only those highly interested in the environment actually lean toward the Dems. So, you know, Election Day, people still got to go out and vote. And just because polls say it doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I think you can feel something that I've never felt before across the nation. And it is. It's the frustration and the worry. No worry for White Sox fans, or maybe they should worry, because Manny Ramirez joins the White Sox. How about that? And sure enough, Manny Ramirez did. He was on the on-deck circle, and he was ready to pinch it, baby. It is Ramirez time, and that can be a good thing or it can be a divisive thing. Here's what Ozzie Guillen said about Manny Ramirez and the decision.
This team is not my team. I'm managing the ball club. That's not my department. I'm making that clear three, four days ago. If the guys can go there butt naked, they don't have to wear a uniform, and they win game for me, I'm all happy for them. My job is to try to make those guys win.
You got to like that. My job is to make those guys win. Don't you love him, Matt? You're a baseball fan. He just says what he thinks, and sometimes he gets himself into sticky situations, but I like it.
Well, the one thing about him that I love, as I was telling you off air, is that he loves the Minnesota Twins. He loves Ron Gardenhire. He wants to be the Twins so bad. So I don't know. I like him. He's entertaining to me, but at the same time, I don't know, Manny Ramirez isn't going to do anything for him or the city of Chicago. It's still the Twins division, and we're going to win it.
All right, spoken like a true fan. Nothing is going to happen. It's all about Minnesota. You know, I understand that because I have the passion for the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies are in a little bit of a different jam, though, than the Twins are, because at this point they're in the race for the wild card. Atlanta is playing lights out. The Phillies will win some, and then they take a step back. And so you look now for people who are fans of the great game of baseball, and as Matt's saying, Minnesota, they're on top of the AL Central. The White Sox are four games behind. Now, in the AL East, it's interesting because the Yankees are on top, but Tampa Bay is just a game behind. Then in the AL West, you have Texas. They're just blowing the doors off that league. Oakland is 8.5 back. They can still give it up, but it's not looking that way. I talked about Atlanta and how they're playing scary to me because Philly is three games behind the Braves, who lead the NL East. And then you look at Cincy. It looks like they're really trying to wrap up the NL Central. And in the West, San Diego and San Francisco are battling it out, but San Francisco is four games behind San Diego. So truly, it's the wild card there between Philly and San Francisco right now, but that can still change because there is definitely some baseball left to be played. This is when people start talking about magic numbers. We have a magic number for you, and it's a week, baby. It's, well, a little bit over a week. And we've got Nail the Score coming back in honor of that. Matt and I are going to do our football picks on Labor Day. So when everybody else is taking off, all the talk shows, they get paid the giant, enormous amounts, truckloads of money, Matt and I will be slaving away, and we're going to be giving you our picks and the latest on politics and what happened during the weekend. Stay with us, everybody.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. KI, the number 4, the letter. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
What would Saturday have been like if we didn't have Nikki Dolenz and the Monkees? Oh, it made my day, I'm telling you. So much so that when the Monkees came to El Paso, Texas a long time ago, and I was the anchor woman for a local station there, KTSM, I switched with somebody. I had to give them promises of dinners and other riches to take over my slot so that I could go and see the Monkees. What a pleasure it is. You think it's been 45 years since Mickey Dolenz burst onto the scene as a larger-than-life personality, as the drummer and lead singer of the group. You were just listening to the tune there, the Monkees. Mickey, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Well, thank you, and what a great introduction. You should come and introduce me before my shows.
There you go. That sounds like a fun
gig. That's a great intro.
Thank you. Hey, this was a big day for you because you have a new CD out. It just dropped. It's called King for a Day, and there are 14 different tunes on this that are related, King for a Day, to your good friend, Carole King. They were all songs that she wrote. I don't know that a lot of people realize that Carole did a bunch of songs for you. That had to be interesting to put that together for you. What was that like, pulling that all together?
Well, it goes back a long time, like 40 years or more, when the Monkees show was, cast, and we were cast into the show, and then it went on the air, and they happened to have this publishing company called Screen Gems Publishing Music, which was the Brill Building out of New York, and then they set up over here on the West Coast. And Carole King was one of the Brill Building writers, along with Neil Diamond and David Gates and Harry Nielsen and Carol Baker Sager and Neil Sedaka. So we had the creme de la creme of the writers writing for us, and I met Carol at that time, of course, and a lovely young lady, and she was writing with her partner, of course, at the time, Jerry Goffin, who must not be forgotten. And I just remember that the song she wrote for the Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday, Sometime in the Morning, and then many other tunes, they've always sort of stood out. I mean, I still to this day, I love them. And like I said, we had other great songwriters writing for us, like Boyce and Hart. And I was blessed to have these people writing for me. So when the record company came and asked me if I wanted to do a new album, I don't know what you call it these days, an album, a CD, a digital dump. I don't know what the heck even you call them. I said, I've always wanted to do a tribute album to Carole King, not just for the song she wrote for us, but, I mean, the library of this woman is incredible, going back to early Everly Brothers. And one of the tunes I do on the album is Crying in the Rain with my sister Coco, actually. And I had a duet with Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers and another duet with Emily Osment from Hannah Montana. And, I, you know, I dedicate my show. When I do a solo show, I dedicate it to the songwriters because, like I say, I was just so blessed to have these people writing for me.
Yeah, and you're right. Her body of work is absolutely incredible. And her own songs that she penned for herself and sang, like on the Tapestry album that people remember. I mean, who hasn't heard It's Too Late or So Far Away or even her version of You've Got a Friend? Of her own work, when you heard Carole sing, what song did you like the best, Mickey, of hers?
Oh, I couldn't put my, you know, put a nail on any particular one. You know, like you say, the body of work is so huge. That was the most difficult thing, you know, when we decided to do this album. Jeffrey Foskett, you know, the producer who does all of Brian Wilson's stuff, and I sat down and we pulled up the, you know, discography of her material. And it just went on for pages and pages. And it was like, how do we decide what not to do? And so basically what we did was we picked songs that either stood out in my mind and my life as songs that I had a connection to. Like, for instance, I just mentioned Crying in the Rain. Well, I was a huge Everly Brothers fan, and I remember clearly driving down the street in the rain in the San Fernando Valley here where I live in the 60s, early 60s, way before the Monkees, as a high school student, you know, crying my eyes out because some high school girl had dumped me listening to the Everly Brothers singing Crying in the Rain. So I picked songs that resonated with me particularly, and then also songs that fitted my vocal style. That had a lot to do with it too.
What was it like, you know, here we are today and we're talking about how the breadth of Carole King's work and how excited you were to pull this all together, but your own work, acting, directing, all that sort of stuff, I mean, it speaks for itself, certainly, if anybody has to do is Google you. But when the beginning of your, I'll say, overnight sensation started in the 60s, what was that like for you all of a sudden when the whole Monkees thing came together?
Well, that's a good question, but yeah, you got to go back a little ways to answer it. I was born into a showbiz family. My mother and father were both actors, singers, and so from my earliest memories are of going to the set with my father, playing piano and singing along with my mother. And then the first series I had a series before the Monkees. It was called mm-hmm. Circus Boy. It was a NBC big primetime show in the 50s, 55 and 56, 57, if I'm not mistaken. So, and it was a big show, and I had done, you know, touring. I'd done autographs. I'd done parades. I'd done the press. So by the time the Monkees came along, I had already, like I said, I had already been in the business at that time for 10 years from my first series, actually my first screen test. I was 6 years old for a movie, and I have some prenatal work coming out on ultrasound.
I bet.
But it's a 3D ultrasound. It's really interesting. So by the time the monkeys came along, I mean, I'd already, you know, sort of been, you know, been there. I understood what it was all about. It was a pilot for a TV show. And I, you know, the audition process was actually quite extensive for the monkeys because it was much more than just acting. It was singing. You had to play an instrument. My audition piece was Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry on guitar. You had to improvise, a lot of improvisational work, scene study. It went on for quite a while. But when, you know, when we did the pilot, I was, you know, excited, of course, but I knew that a lot of pilots don't sell. Then when the pilot sold, I actually got very excited. And when they had the order for the first series of 26, I was actually going to school here in Los Angeles, studying to be an architect. I was going to be an architect and fall back on show business if I couldn't make it as an architect. And then the series sold, of course, and that was very exciting. But like I say, I'd had a series before, so
sure.
A little bit of I was taking it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people talked about what instruments did everybody really play and how good were they. What was the actual skills of the monkeys as musicians?
Well, like I was saying, you know, you had to be able to play and sing to get in the audition. That was, like, number one. My audition piece was Johnny B. Goode. Mike is an excellent country-western electric, you know, rock kind of country musician. Had his own band before the Monkees. I had my own band before the Monkees called Mickey and the One-Nighters. Mm-hmm. Peter Torek is by far probably the most accomplished musician. He went to a conservatory for music and teaches and taught music. He plays like, you know, 8 instruments. I don't, you know, even know. He's by far probably the most accomplished musician. And then David plays guitar and also played a lot of percussion. We were, like I say, you had to be able to play and sing to even get in the auditions. And then over the years, you know, we evolved. I was a guitar player, but they cast me as the drummer.
Right.
But I had quite a while. I had about a year after they cast me as the drummer before I had to play in front of the public. But I was a musician. I studied classical guitar, actually Spanish guitar, when I was a child, and that was my instrument of choice. And then I got into folk music and then eventually into rock and roll. So I could read music and I knew, I understood, you know, the process. So I started taking lessons immediately and learned to play the drums. But, you know, that's the short answer to your question.
Jimi Hendrix at one point was the group's opening act. Hendrix,
yep.
What was Hendrix like? I only can listen to his
well,
music. I have no idea.
And a incredible musician, of course. I had seen him at the Monterey Pop Festival, and he wasn't well known yet at the time. And he was with the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and he was a very theatrical act, very colorful, theatrical. A very very nice guy, very quiet, you know, gentle soul, but the act that he did was, you know, wonderful and very theatrical. And again, the Monkees was a sort of theatrical act, if you will, very colorful and theatrical. And I thought it would make a great, you know, pairing. And obviously they did too, because a few months later we were out on the road, him opening for the Monkees. But it was tough. I mean, it's difficult for the opening act for any big group. I mean, you know, you've heard the stories of Guns N' Roses being,
yeah,
you know, booed off the stage before the Rolling Stones. I saw Jim Morrison and the Doors get booed off the stage opening for Johnny Rivers at the Whiskey. And, you know, you hear these stories because the bulk of the audience, in our case, of course, all these little 10 and 12-year-old girls, were there to hear the Monkees.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jimmy was not well known yet, but it was, well, it was a little embarrassing. I tell the story when I do my solo show of him going out there and going, you know, Purple Haze, come in my brain. We want Davey. We want the Monkees.
Oh, you gotta love that. Oh, Mickey, it's been a delight to have you on. Thank you so much.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Yeah.
energy use, so to speak, monitor it, you know, by prepaying for your electricity instead of getting the surprise bill in the mail and trying to figure out who left the lights on. Have you played that game? I have. So anyway, there's a company in Texas called First Choice, and that's exactly what they're doing. Joining us now, Catherine Carlton. She's here to give us the skinny on America tonight. Catherine, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's wind this back a little bit. What happened, you know that how people are about power. We all want our power, but then we're shocked when we get the bill sometimes, and we're trying to figure out who used what. That's what I was talking about in the blame game of the lights and everything else. So now you've got this thing that you started called Control First, and what it really is an alternative for some of your low-income customers, isn't it?
Well, that's one audience that might take advantage of it. It's a pay-as-you-go, so like a prepaid phone card or cell phone. It's very similar to that. It's a couple different ways. In technology, the meters that you need to have the access to understand your usage, like you're talking about, so you know when you leave the lights on, you can see it, are called smart meters, and that's about 50 years difference in technology than the typical, you know, rotary dial meters that we have. And in Texas, we have smart meters. We have more than 1 million in the Dallas area, and these smart meters allow us access to that information so we can have a pay-as-you-go prepaid service.
Okay, so let's say I'm prepaying. So I call you up, I call the company up, and I ask about the program, and I say I want to prepay. How far in advance do I have to prepay, and what's the minimum? Or how do you do that?
There's no minimum. That's one of the benefits of the program that customers have told us is in Texas, we're a competitive market. There's lots of companies out there. And for many companies, including ours, for some of our post-paid products, there can be a deposit and there can be a contract. And with the prepaid, there's no deposit, no contract, no fees, and there's no minimum. So you can set, if you want to pay $20 a day, you can do that. If you want to pay every week when you get paid, you can do that, and there's no minimum. So you set it, and then we'll send you an email or a text message, you choose, or both, daily or weekly, so that you then can see your usage and your balance. So we can estimate, based on your usage, you know, you have 7 days left, you have 3 days left, so you know it's time to go pay a little bit more.
Wow. And you talked about the reactions so far. What are the positive things that people are saying, that they know how much they're using?
Yes, and they can control their budget, their usage and their budget. I had one mom I was talking to who said that she told her son, you know, you sleep with the light on, the TV on. Now I can know exactly how much that is from day to day. So there's the knowledge of usage and then the benefit of the budget. There's also a green benefit, if you will. There's studies that show just by knowing what your usage is on a day-to-day or weekly basis, opposed to at the end of the month where there's really nothing you can do about your usage the month prior, there's about a 5 to 15% on average reduction in your usage just by knowing what you use.
Yeah, no kidding. I would think that too, because I have no idea. That really, most people, I believe, you really don't have any idea. You just kind of average. You do that average game of, well, okay, in July it's this because it's hotter and this happens here. But if you had the chance where you could actually monitor it, and I mentioned that this would help people who maybe were struggling if they had bad credit or they didn't, you know, have spare money for a deposit and they don't have to worry about this long-term contract. You had a great analogy. You compared it to prepaid phones, for example, and people using those. But are you finding that across the board, lots of people are kind of catching on to this? Because I think a lot of people would be interested in it, not just people who are struggling with credit.
Correct. I mean, those that have low or thin credit or no credit, mm-hmm. This is certainly a product that there's no entry fee. There's also those who are tech savvy that like having that kind of information on their cell phone or in their email and get excited every morning when they get it to see what their usage is. And then there are those that are, you know, more green that see the benefit of, you know, we've all seen the energy tips or your mom said, you know, turn the lights off when you leave the room. When you actually can see that difference, it changes your behavior.
Yeah. So how long have you had this working? How long has this been going on in the company?
Well, we are proud to be the first in Texas to have a prepaid product, and we announced in January. And it's just been growing. You need to have a smart meter to be eligible for our prepaid products, so we have access to that. And the smart meters are being installed by the transmission and distribution companies. We don't control that, but they're coming. They're installing more every day. Everybody in Texas will have one by 2014. So as the technology and the meters are out, we have more and more customers signing up.
Do you have, I'm curious, because, of course, we have listeners across the country. Do you have other companies calling and asking you about how it's working? You know, sometimes there's the sharing of information because, hey, you're not competing with somebody who's in Connecticut or someplace else. Have you found that a lot of people are inquiring about it?
Correct, yes. I know our project or our program director has gotten calls from across the country about it. Texas is a leader when it comes to this technology, and being a competitive market, there is that innovation level of how we can stand out and we can put our customers first. That yes, there is interest, and I think you'll see that smart meters and prepaid is something that there are other states that do it, and it'll only become more popular as the technology is installed.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's neat that you can keep track of it. And I think people, as you mentioned, on the tech side of things, on the green side of things, are going to be interested in this. And just in general, I mean, who doesn't want to know what their usage is so they can kind of gauge, geez, do I really need every light on in the house? I'm not realizing how much we're burning, because everybody does that. People forget they leave things on, and maybe it makes them a little more conscious of it. Do you find, because here you work for an energy company, do you find, I'm curious, and working for a company where that's what you do with First Choice Power, do you find that you do that yourself?
Yes, I unfortunately do not have a smart meter at my house, but I am very anxious to get one, and I've called our transmission company to see if I can get one sooner, because I do want that information. My husband, probably not so much, that I'll be nagging him about some of those tips as well. But yes, I mean, I think that it's the technology, it's the budgeting, and it's the green message. For me, it also, for those that, you know, you're debating, is it worth it to upgrade your air conditioner, or do you really want that plasma or LCD TV? There's an energy efficiency purchases that you make that if you actually knew that you would see the difference on a day-to-day or weekly basis, there's a benefit there, too, that you can think through what else you're doing when it comes to your energy usage.
Yeah, you know, of course, that you're going to have to tell your husband, I'm just going to assume that he's a sports fan, when he want to watch, if he's over his usage, once you get one of those meters, he's going to have to go down to the corner bar or something and watch the game because he's already blown all the energy. So.
Exactly.
I think it could make for some interesting conversations. Catherine Carlson, First Choice Power, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me. If you want more information, you can go to firstchoicepower.com. Thank you.
All right, thanks. We appreciate it.